We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom, Ayin Vav Amud Beis. There's a pasuk in Daniel, after Daniel put himself through some affliction, which means he didn't eat very fine bread, he didn't eat basar or drink wine, and he didn't wash himself for 3 weeks. Afterwards, the Gabriel came, was Megal himself to Daniel, the Malach Gabriel, and he said like this, V'yemer alai, al tira Daniel, don't be afraid, ki min ha'yem ha'rishna sh'nasatas libcha l'hovin u'l'hanes v'nei Hashem l'kecha, v'nei ha'kecha, from the day you started fasting, afflicting yourself, v'nei Hashem, nishmu d'varecha, your words were heard, v'ani ba'asi, ani ba'asi v'dvarecha, and I came into the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your words. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara goes in a long discussion about what's the story, how Malach Gavriel was kicked out of the place where Hashem is, and then he was let back in. The pasuk says like this, the pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel HaNavi was the only Navi who had Nevuah in out of Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel. And he was in Bavel, and he had a Nevuah like this. This is going, Yecheskel HaNavi had a Nevuah. Hayim Nechziv, V'shivin ish v'ziknei, Beis Yisrael, Be'yaznu ben Shafan, Oymen v'saychon, Oymdim l'fneim, he has a Nevuah, Yecheskel, that there's 70 people from the Ziknei, the elders of Klal Yisrael, and Yazneo was with them, and they're standing in near the Beis HaMikdash, V'ish Makdrasa V'yoda, V'esa Anayim Ketaris Ayla. They would be Makriv Ketaris Tavay Dezara. V'yishlach Tavnes Yad, the hand came, V'yikecheni B'titzis Reishi, it picked up Yecheskel by his hair, V'tisa Oisi Ruach, Bein Ha'aretz V'Bein Ha'Shemayim, he brought me through the ear between the sky and the land. V'tavi Oisi Yerushalayimah, and he brought me to Yerushalayim. This is all in his Nevuah. V'maris Alekim Al Pesach Shah Pnimis Ha'Poinot Tzvoina. And this is Yecheskel. He's seeing a story that's happening in the Beis HaMikdash at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, where the Yidin were not good and they were doing Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Yecheskel already wasn't bothered by that time, but Yecheskel had a Nevuah, and it was a Nevuah that he was picked up and brought actually to Yecheskel was brought actually to the Beis HaMikdash, and he witnessed this terrible desecration of Chil Hashem. He was brought, and we'll say what the pasuk will say what it was. But Tavi Oisei Yishlaima Maris Alekim Al Pesach Shar Pnimis at Pointed Svina to the north door. Asher Shom Moishav Semel Akinav of Hamakna. First Akinav of Hamakna. At that place there was a Avodah Zarah at that door. Vayavi Oisei Lechatzar Beis Hashem Hapnimis. Then they brought me the Malach, brought Yecheskel into the Azara, v'hinei Pesach Heichel Hashem bein Ulam v'Mizbeach. The door of the Heichel was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And right there were ke'esrim v'chamisha ish, there were 25 men, achareim al Heichel Hashem, their backs were towards the Heichel, ufeneim kedma, and their faces were towards the east, which is towards the Shar Nikner, but they were looking up to the sun. V'hem mishtachavim kedma l'shemesh. They were bowing down to the sun, which comes up in the east. Now the Gemara makes a diak. Masha Shanam of Fneim Kedma, we know that their faces were facing east. That means their back was facing west, which was the Heichel. Einei Adei Shacharei Mal Heichel Hashem. We don't know. We have the pasuk to tell us that the backs were towards the Heichel. If you tell me their faces were towards the east, we know their backs were towards the Heichel. El Matam Aloy Ma'achareim Mal Heichel Hashem. Why did the pasuk teaching us? What's the pasuk teaching us by telling us the Achareim Mal Heichel Hashem? Tell us the terrible things that they did. They uncovered themselves. They went to the bathroom. They had their backs towards the Heichel and went to the bathroom. The biggest bazillion possible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Michal, Michal, Sarcho Musecha, your Ummah did a virus. And like Mashal speaks out, Michal is the Tsar of Yisrael. Every nation has a Tsar. Michal is the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Michal, your Ummah has done a virus, and I want to kill them. I want to follow Ben Yisraelim. Die on Tovim Shvem. At least leave over the Tovim. Don't kill everyone. Leave over the Tovim. Om Aloy, and Yisrael, for Yisrael, the Tovim Shvem. I'm destroying the whole Yerushalayim with the Tovim. What's Pshat? Zak Tosfos Rishonim, Lefi Shaloi Michu. Since they didn't be Meicha, they didn't stop the people from doing a virus. That also is a tiny. Even though they were Tovim, but they didn't stop the Rishon from doing Averis, they were tiny of them also. Mayad, Vayomer, right away, they told, Hashem told the Levush Havadim, the Lashon is Vayomer El Ha'ish Levush Havadim, which is Gavriel. Gavriel is called Levush Havadim, one who wears the white clothing. Vayomer El Ha'ish Levush Havadim, Vayomer Ba El Binais L'Galgal, Atakas L'Kruv, go between the malachim called the Galgal and the Kruv, go to that area, fill up your hands with coals, between the Kruvim, and throw it onto your Shalayim. So right away, Gabriel went ahead, and Rashi's Mavuyer, that what he did was, he didn't pick up the coals himself. He asked one of the malachim called the Kruvim to hand him over the Gecholim. The Kruv, one of the malachim, stuck his hand and took out the coals, Elaish, Asher Binas HaKruvim, El Chofni. This is Gabriel talking. And the malach picked up the coals and put it into the Chofni Levush Abadim, into the hands of Gabriel. And he took it and left. So this was the story with Gabriel. Gabriel had the job of destroying Yerushalayim. Hashem said, you have the job. He went to the place where the coals were, and he asked one of the malachim to hand him over the coals, and he took the coals, and that's how he destroyed Yerushalayim. Om Rav Chorba Bezdar of Hashem Chasida. If not that it was handed over to him, it's like a cliche. It was first in the Kruv's hand, then in the Gabriel's hand. Nothing would have left of Klal Yisrael. Everything would have been destroyed. But because he cooled it off a little bit, we had something left. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, "Vehine ha'ish lavush abad mishar keses b'masnav." The Gabriel, who has the inkwell on his belt, he came to return that he did his shlichus. He came back and said, I did the shlichus, I destroyed your shlayim. They threw him out. They threw Gabriel outside the mechitza, outside the room. And also, Machiyu Shisim Palsid Nura, they gave him 60 lashes with this fiery stick. Amrulai, what was the tain on him? If you didn't do your job, good, you didn't do it. But if you did the job, you didn't do it the right way. Your job was to pick up the coals yourself. So you did the job, you did it halfway. It's worse than not doing it. That's number one. Even if you do something, you don't go back and tell them that you did the klala. The klala is klala. When it's a klala, you don't have to report it over. Al-Kapanim, he was kicked out for these two reasons. And who got his job instead? Aisul Dubiel. Dubiel is the Tsar of Paras. Sara de Parasoi, the Tsar of Paras, got his job instead of him. But Kimna Bacharike, he was instead of him for at least 21 days. V'shamash Esther v'Echad Yoim. For 21 days, he was the Malach. He took over Gabriel's job for 21 days. Ha'inu Chsib, like it says in the Pasuk, V'Tsar Machos Paras, Oymid L'Negdi Esther v'Echad Yoim. The Tsar of Malchus Paros was connected to me for 21 days. Vihine, Michal, the Gabriel talking, he said he was instead of me for 21 days. Vihine, Michal, Echad Hasarim, Michal, one of the other, Samar Hashem, one of the other Malachim Balas, really came to help me. And we got rid of Davil after 21 days. But Vihine, Nisar Tisham, Eitz Malchim Paros. Lemaisa, I was left there with the Malchim Paros, and they had a little bit of power still. Yovle, they gave Dubiel. Those 21 days that he took over Gabriel's job, he got 21 malchi. Yovle Esrim Mechad Malchi. He got 21 kingdoms to be a Sarov. Uparavasa the Mashig. He also got the port of Mashig, which that port had a lot of gold and pearls, like it says in Rashi. Omar, so now Dubiel had a little power. So Omar, Kasivule Yisrael Bekargo. Right, Klai Yisrael, they have to give taxes to the Malchim Paras. You know, he had a little power now. He said, you know, let's make a tax. You know, write me a tax that Klal Yisrael is going to pay taxes to the Malchim Paras. Constantly they wrote with him, even the Rabbanon usually get a ptur on the taxes. He said, they should also give taxes. Constantly they wrote it. But in the Boil Mechsam, he wanted to sign it. Omad Gavriel Machar Paragri, he said, this is enough. He stood outside and he said, you know, that's what's going on here. You're giving him everything. But Omar, Shav lochem mashkime kum. It's a waste of time. The people wake up early. Machari sheves oichle lechem atzavim. The people who wake up early and they go to sleep late and they work the whole day to make money. That's a waste of time. Kain yitain, you should give that money liyidide shena, that are people who don't sleep. Who's that? My kain yitide shena. Or Rav Yitzchak, elu nishaseyem shatmide chomim shemenadois shina ba'ilam hazeh v'zoich ha'salam haba. Those are the women who wait up for the husbands who are learning, or take care of the whole house for the husbands while they're learning, and they don't sleep ba'ilam hazeh, and the zoich ha'la'ilam haba. So he said, give it to them. Don't give it to the goyim and to the people who waste their time all day. And they didn't list them. As he's trying to get, you know, get them a tour from taxes. That didn't work. If all the chachmei umos olam, all the good people of umos olam were one part of the scale. But Daniel ish chamudes v'kaf shnia, and Daniel will be in the other kaf. Like nimtzim achrias kulam, wouldn't he weigh down the scale and win them over? Oh my gosh, Baruch, and that already was good taina. He used Daniel. Gavriel used the schus of Daniel to save Klai Yisrael. Oh my gosh, Baruch, who is that melamed schus abanai? Who is that who is being melamed schus on my children? Om lefanov, Rabbi Yishloilam, Gavriel. It's Gavriel who's doing that. Om lefanov, Yavoi. He told them, bring him in, bring him back in. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, Vani basi b'dvarecha. Gavriel told Daniel, I came back in to the Machairi Apargoid, I came back into the Apargoid, but your v'schus you. I mentioned your name, and that's how I got allowed back in. Omar Lahu Leil. So they told him to come in. Ayalu, they brought him in. Gabriel came in. Also, Ashka Dabil, the Nakal Garth Biyadi. He had this agaris in his hand that he just wrote that he didn't pay taxes. Boyle Mirmimne, he wanted to grab it away from him. Bola, he swallowed it before he had a chance to take it away from him. Igdamri, Michtav, Ksiva, Michtam, Lehav, Chsama. Some say it wasn't signed yet. It was written but not signed yet. Some say af michtam avim chasma, it was signed, but kidabale machle, when he swallowed it, it got erased. So at the end of the day, there was a written gzeira, but it wasn't signed. Hainu, that's the reason the machus the paras ikadiyav karga v'kalev karga. It was a miskayim a little bit. Some pay taxes, some don't pay taxes. It was miskayim a little bit this gzeira, but not completely, because the ma'isa Gavriel came just in time to stop it from being lemaisa taken care of. And this is all with the Golas Paras. But Yavon, that already didn't have any kaychas. V'ani yaitse v'hini sar Yavon ba, and I see the sar Yavon coming, like Rashi says, g'shigia zma malchus Yavon lovai, eitze al karchem, I have to leave up, you know, forcefully. It's called nigzera gzera. V'sar Yavon Yavon coming, v'sar Yavon will come on me. So evi, which means a lotion of screaming and crying, Gavriel screamed at this, didn't help. Evi, v'lekadashpe, no one listened to him, and he couldn't stop the Golos Yavon, and there was a lot of taxes. Mashenkein Golos Paras, he did stop to a certain extent. Atkan Dagarta Gemara from Gavriel.
Where does the stop? Which point in this mindset? Where you saw this whole thing?
He saw the whole thing, yeah, including the whole story with Gavriel. Yes. The whole story of Gavriel. Until the whole thing is Gavriel, besides the pasuk in Daniel, it says, V'ni basi b'dvarecha. Besides the pasuk, V'ni basi b'dvarecha, which is going on the whole story of Yechezkel, where Gavriel was kicked out and let back in. So the Gemara, it says, we learned the Gemara, this whole story started because we were trying to look for a makar that Rechitza is called Inu, Rechitza is called affliction. And the Gemara said the pasuk is from Daniel v'sach le'sachti. Now the Gemara is bringing another makar that rechitza is called inu. Remember, in the Torah it says you have to be ma'ani yourself in kippur. But what is inu? So we have to prove rechitza v'shtiyah. We proved already. Now we proved sicha. Now we want to prove rechitza. So one pshat was double lashon v'sach le'sachti. Now we're going to bring another makar that rechitza, not washing yourself, is called affliction. And by same rechitza the ikri inoy, what's the makar for that? Menala mahacha. The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Lev yasa koyin ama hamelech anosais lech go to anosais al sadcha ki ish mavis ata." This is talking about Shloim Hamelech is talking. Of yasa koyin was married to Malchus, so David Hamelech told Shloim that after he dies, he wants Shloim Hamelech to kill Avyasa. Avyasa helped out Avshalom, so he was married with Malchus. You have to kill him. So Shlomo HaMelech tells Avyasa, I don't want to kill you yet, but I'll tell you what to do. Get out of here, because if you're here, I'm going to have to kill you. He says, Avyasa, Karin, Omar HaMelech. This is Shlomo. Anosais lech. Go to Anosais, al sadcha, to your field. Ki ish mavasata. Ubayayim hazeh lo ya amisech. I'm not going to kill you today. Ki nisosas aroin Hashem elikim lefnei David Avi. V'chesnei sevcha asher esnei sana Avi. L'maisa, At one point, when you were running away from Avishalom, he held the Ara by David, and he helped out David, and he went through all the tzaras that David went, Bashas Avishalom. He went through all those tzaras, and therefore, he does have a schus not to be killed right now, and therefore he says, even though you're Yeshmaves, but you could run away because the schus that you went by the beginning with Avishalom, with David, Keneged Avishalom, you held the Aroin, and you went through all the Inui that he went through. The Chziv Beibe David, it says Lashon Esneisa. We see David went through an Inui. It says Lashon Esneisa. He went through an Inui. Now it says, Chziv Beibe David, Ki Amru, I'm not sure, by the way, I just said before that Avyosar, the murder of Malchus was by Avishalom. It might have been with Adonio. It might have been with Adonio that's where the murder of Malchus was by Avyosar. He helped him out by Avishalom, but by Adonio, that is where the murder of Malchus was. But Akapanim, for us, what's the gate to us is that you use Lashon Hisnesa, a Lashon of affliction. Adonio, yeah. You see a Lashon of affliction. V'ksiv bei b'David, it says by David, what type of affliction did he go through? It says by David, when he was running away from Avishalom, what's the affliction? It says, Ki Amru Ha'am, Ra'ev, he was hungry, Va'oyev, and Oyev Pashas means tired, but Amru Ra'ev, Va'oyev, Va'tzameh Ba'midbar. So what does Oyev mean? What does Oyev mean? Zakta Gemara, I'm going to show you, Oyev means Rechitza. Oyev Mimai, Lav Merechitza. Doesn't mean Rechitza. Frank Gemara, no, V'dum V'nil Sassandal, May means, Oyev means not wearing shoes. How do you know it means Oyef because of Rechitza? We're trying to prove Rechitza is Inui. Who said Oyef means Rechitza? Elam Rechitza, Mahachal. Apostle says like this. Mayim Karim al Nefesh Ayefa. So you see that Oyef has Shaykhis to take washing yourself. So therefore, it says Esneisa and it says Oyef. So we see he didn't wash himself. That was the Inui. Vadilma Mishtiya. Maybe Mayim Karim al Nefesh means drinking. Miksiv Banefesh Ayefa al Nefesh Ayefa. So something that comes on the Nefesh, you see Oyef is a lashon of Rechitza al nefesh yef eksiv, and therefore that's the nara makar that Rechitza is affliction. Not taking Rechitza is called affliction. So we have two makaras for Rechitza. So we ran through four of the inuyim: achila, shasia, sicha, and Rechitza. Now we have the nilas sandal that we're not wearing shoes. You have to afflict yourself by not wearing shoes on Yom Kippur. Nilas sandal nolan. What's the makar that's called affliction? The chesiv says in the pasuk, the David oyla b'mala hazesim. Oyla ubaicha, he was going up the hill of the Zesim, and there's a place called Malah Zesim. Oyla ubaicha v'roi shloi chafui. He was going up and crying, and says there also, who hoylech yachaf v'cholach ha-mashayita yichafu roi shev olu ubaicha. It says, Lashon, who hoylech yachaf. Yachav my lav niyos a sandal, and when this pasuk is going by Avishalom, we said before that by Avishalom is a lashon that he was a sneisa, he was afflicted, and you see here one of the afflictions were he wasn't wearing shoes. So you see, not wearing shoes is called affliction. Who said Yachav means he wasn't wearing shoes? V'duma mesusta meratka, he didn't have his transportation, didn't have his horse and his stick to hit the horse. He didn't have transportation. He was walking without transportation. That's what it means. Who said it means barefoot? It says he went walking without clothing and the yachiv. Memai lav nilas a sandal. Doesn't that mean from nilas a sandal? V'chsev yaskin holoch orim v'yachiv. Yachiv v'ayim lav nilas a sandal. So maybe it means, so first of all, how do you know it means nilas sandal here? So Rashi says, because it wasn't his derech to ride on susan. So here you can't say it means susan. That's what Rashi says. But Tashanim says, so simple, it says in the pasuk, v'nal chotach let's ma'arag lecha. So if Tashanim or Rashi, there's no Rashi to come on to that. There's truths to this kasha. See, Yitzchak, others say truths to the kasha. Akapanim, they say maybe it's included in Aram, the walking barefoot, therefore the word Yachaf means something else. Akapanim, the Gemara says it means, Rashi brings a raya because it wasn't his derech to ride horses, so it means a little sandal, and the Tashanim learns from the pasuk itself as mashma, his Yachaf from wearing shoes. Who said? Maybe he was wearing shoes, but he was wearing ripped up shoes. I'll bring a riot that has to be not literal. You think he didn't walking around clothing mamish? He meant his clothing was ripped up. So you still don't see that barefoot's called inui because you don't see yachav. It means daf go out shoes. The pasuk says, "Mini raglcha miyachav. This pasuk when he went into Golus. Mini raglech miyachef ugroinech mitzamaych. And we darshin mini atzmcha minachet. There's a yovei raglecha de yachav. You shouldn't come to yachav. And there, like Rashi says, that when you go into Golus, it's Milosh Tayshom says, "Kholche goyla the goylam holchem yachefim." The people go to Golus, they go barefoot. So we know for sure yachav means barefoot. So you throw it shouldn't come to thirst. Be minei yourself from dvar matelim and from achatam. Therefore, a person will not go into galus and get all these klalos. So now we know that wearing shoes also is called affliction, and that's one of the afflictions of Yom Kippur, not to wear shoes.